弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，让我们有一次交通的机会。
We thank the Lord that once again we have this opportunity to fellowship together.
我们请来读几处的圣经。
Now shall we first read few passages of the Bible, please?
第一处，我们请读马可福音第五章。
The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5.
马可福音第五章。25-34节
Verse 25-34 Mark 5.
有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反而更重了。她听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，夹在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。于是他血络的源泉立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来说，谁摸我的衣裳？门徒对他说，你看众人拥挤你，还说谁摸我吗？耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人。那女人知道在自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来俯伏在耶稣跟前，将实情告诉他。耶稣对她说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
Verse 25 chapter 5. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in a crowd and touched his garment, for she said, If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, Who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, Who touched me? And he looked around and to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.
好，我们读下一处的圣经，在路加福音第十七章。
Next passage is in Luke 17.
路加福音第十七章十一到十九节。
The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远的站着，高声说：“耶稣，夫子，可怜我们吧。”耶稣看见，就对他们说：“你们去，把身体给祭司查看。”他们去的时候就洁净了。内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说：“洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？”就对那人说：“起来，走吧，你的信救了你了。”
Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, Go, show yourselves to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well.
我们再往前读约翰福音第九章。
We continue to read forward John 9.
我们九章要读第一到第七节。
Chapter 9, verses 1-7.
然后31-38节。
And then verses 31-38.
第九章第一节，耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的，门徒问耶稣说：“拉比。”这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？耶稣回答说：也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工；黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。我在世上的时候是世上的光。耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥和在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说：“你往希罗亚的池子去洗。”希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣。他去一洗，回头就看见了。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 9, verse 1. Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth.And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors of those who previously had seen that he was blind said, Is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, This is he.Others said, He is like him. He said, I am he.
那我们再读三十一节。我们知道神不听罪人，唯有敬奉神、遵行他旨意的神才听从他。从创世以来，未曾听见有人把生来瞎子的眼睛开了。这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。他们回答说：“你全然身在罪孽中，还教训我们吗？”于是把他赶出去了。耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他，就说：“你信神的儿子吗？”他回答说：“主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？”耶稣说：“你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。”他说：“主啊，我信。”就拜耶稣。
Verse 31, Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshipper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered and said to him, You were completely born in sins. Who are you teaching us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, Do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking to you. Then he said,Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind.
好，我们最后读腓立比书第三章。
Lastly, we will read Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章，我们读第七节到第十二节。
Verses 7-12.
只是我先前与为 与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Verse 7, but what things were gained to me, because of these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里。开始之前，我们再有一点祷告，一同来仰望主。
Now we conclude the scripture reading. We pause here before we start fellowshipping. Let's bow our head and have a word to lift up our hearts to Him.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
在早晨，就是你复活的日子。
In this morning, the day of your resurrection,
让我们一同能够聚在你宝座的跟前。
You allow us to gather together in the presence of your throne.
我们一同来敬拜你。
Together we come to worship you.
我们把心中的感谢归给你。
We just offer to you all the thanksgiving within our hearts.
因为你是神的儿子。
Because you are the Son of God.
你却愿意来寻找拯救世上的人。
But you came to save and to seek those who are lost.
我们这一班犯罪得罪神的人，
All of us who have sinned and have offended God.
远离了神，
Who are far away from God.
你却愿意来寻找我们，
You are willing to come to seek us out.
你为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上面，
For since you were crucified on the cross.
你洗净我们，
And you have cleansed us all.
叫我们能够重新回到父的家中。
So that once again we can come back to the home of the Father.
享受父一切的丰盛和慈爱。
To enjoy all the fullness and mercies of our God Father.
主，这都是你
Lord,
白白的恩典。
This is purely your free grace.
让我们真是能够如今站在一个蒙慈爱的儿女的地位上，
So that now we hold this position of those beloved by God in His mercies.
我们早晨只有把心中的爱戴和赞美归给你。
Lord, this morning we simply give you all our love and adoration to you.
主，当我们来读你的话的时候，
Lord, as we come to study your words,
我们求主圣灵在我们的心中更多的启示我们。
We ask that Lord, the Holy Spirit will reveal even more within our hearts.
主，你的话就是灵，就是生命。
For your word is the spirit and life.
早晨你就来喂养我们。
Lord, this morning come to feed us.
除去我们与你之间的间隔。
Take away all the gap between you and us.
让你的灵自由在我们中间运行。
So that your spirit can move so freely in our midst.
在这里，不管讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都能一同蒙你圣灵的造就。
So that all of us who is speaking, who is translating, and who is hearing could all together be edified by you.
我们一同仰望等候在你的跟前。
Lord, together we wait and lift our hearts unto you.
我们把一切祷告、感谢、敬拜归给主。
All the our prayers, thanksgiving, and worship be unto you.
这样是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，早晨，我们愿意来交通一个点。
Brothers and sisters, this morning we will fellowship on one theme.
就是主他何等乐意让我们不仅能够接受认识他。
That is, our Lord, how much He delights in, delights in giving us this new life for us to accept Him, to know Him.
并且他要我们得着他。得着的更丰盛。
But also he wants us to give him even more abundantly.
而这一个得着认识，乃是借着我们能够认识主。
And this gaining, this understanding, is through the knowledge of our Lord.
那在我们刚刚所读的三处福音书里面的记载。
In the three accounts, in the three gospel books which we just read.
我们就看见。人在人的这一面，我们盼望只要能够得着主的恩典。
We see that on the part of man, we only hope to receive His grace.
因为就着我的需要，当我得着的时候，我就满意了。
As far as I'm concerned, when I am in need and I receive the help, that's good enough for me.
但是就着主这一面来说
，But on the part of our Lord.
主他乐意把那最完全最丰满的恩典赐给我们。
He delights in giving us the fullest, the most abundant grace give us.
所以救恩就着罪人来说，我们只要能够不下地狱上天堂也就够了。
So for sinners, as long as we do not go to hell, we could go to heaven, that's enough.
但是就着神就着基督来说，他要把我们救到一个地步，让我们能够完全在他面前成为他的同伴，成为与他在宇宙中一同作王，一同掌权。
As far as God Christ is concerned, He wants to save us to such an extent that in the whole universe will become the Christ companion and we will reign together.
所以我们就来看这几处的经文。
So we'll now consider all these passages.
我们刚刚读到马可福音第五章二十五节一直到三十四节这里所说的关于这个患血漏的妇人。
Now we just read the passage in Mark 5:25 through 34 about this woman who has hemorrhage.
我们对于这个圣经呢记载，弟兄姊妹应该算是熟悉的。
Brothers and sisters, you probably are very familiar with the whole account.
这里有一个妇人。
Here we see a woman.
她患了十二年的血漏。
She has this flow of blood for 12 years.
那圣经告诉我们，她花尽了一切的钱财。
And the Bible tells us that she has spent all her money.
盼望能够得着医治。
Hoping that she will be healed.
并且呢，圣经告诉我们。
And also, the Bible teaches.
她不但不能得着医治。
Not only was she not healed.
并且病情更加的严重。
But her illness became even worse.
那她有一天听到耶稣医治病人的事情。
One day she heard of the account of the Lord Jesus healing sick people.
就这一面来说，她对自己已经绝望。
On the one side, she is so despaired of her own self.
没有医生能够再医治她。
Because no physician could ever heal her.
钱财已经花尽了。
She spend all the money.
病情越来越严重。
But her sickness deteriorated even more.
我要怎么办呢？
What shall I do?
人来到了尽头。
This woman simply has come to her end.
但是在这里， 当他听见耶稣能够医治长大麻风的，医治许多瘫痪的，医治啊许多疾病的，都能够在他的一摸或者一句话的里面，人就得到了医治，得到了拯救。
Now when she heard that Jesus could heal lepers, paralytics, anyone who's diseased, as long as Jesus spoke something or touched that one, then all the, they are all made well.
所以她心里面就起了一个信心。
Therefore, in her heart, this faith rose.
她想说，我只要来到耶稣的身旁，我摸他的衣裳穗子一把，我就必定能够得到医治。
She thought that as long as I could come near him, even to touching the very edge of the tassel of his garment, and I would be healed.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么能够有信心呢？
Brothers and sisters, why is we could have faith?
很多的时候，信心乃是根据神的话来的。
Many times this faith comes by the word of God.
圣经告诉我们，信心就是根据基督的话来的。
And the Bible instructs us that this faith simply is based upon the word of Christ.
那当时这个妇人是因着人向他传说基督所行的事。
As far as this woman is concerned, that she just heard all the things about Jesus as other people told her.
但是她又不好意思。
But she was embarrassed.
她不好来到主的面前来求主。
She couldn't come directly before the Lord and plead with him.
为什么她会不好意思呢？
Why is it she was embarrassed?
因为在旧约的律法里面，
Because in the Old Testament's law,
换血肉是一个不洁净。
This flow of blood is considered unclean.
必须要先被洁净才能够来与群众接触。
And whoever has this has to be cleansed first, for that person to be able to associate with others.
但是他已经十二年没办法得到医治了。
It has been 12 years that she was never healed.
如果按着摩西的律法，他应当被这个群众所弃绝。
According to the Mosaic law, this woman should have been rejected by all the multitude.
他应当被隔离在以色列的营外。
She should have been separated outside of the camp of Israel.
所以他活在一个极矛盾又痛苦的光景当中。
So she actually was living in such a condition of confliction and also in much anguish.
一面他知道因着他的不洁净，他不应该来到群众的当中。
Now on the one hand, she knew that because of her uncleanness, she was not supposed to come into the crowd.
但是另外一面，他心中巴望着赶快能够得着医治。
But on the other hand, in her heart, she justdesire so much that she could be healed.
所以她下定一个决心。
Therefore, she made up her mind.
信心在她的里面起了一个决心，一个决定。
This faith brought her to such a resolve.
所以她趁着群众拥挤耶稣的时候。
So when she saw that all the crowds were pressing around Jesus,
她的心中呐喊着说，主啊，你要医治我。
In her heart, she simply cried out that, Lord, heal me.
所以她就来到主的衣裳穗子旁边，抓着主的衣裳。
She came by the edge of the Lord's garment and lay her hand on that.
所以她得着了医治。
Therefore, she was healed.
但是我们的主知道，从他身上有一个极大的能力出去。
But our Lord knew immediately there was a great power going out from him.
这一个医治，主知道有一个人在信心里面接受了他。
And the Lord knew somebody in faith had received him.
所以主耶稣就在那里问他的门徒们。
So therefore, the Lord Jesus asked his disciples there.
谁摸我的衣裳穗子呢？
Who touched the very tassels of my garment?
门徒看看主耶稣。
So the disciples look at Jesus.
看看周围的群众。
Look at all the multitude around them.
这么多人挤在你的周围。
So many people pressing around you.
你怎么知道谁拉着你的衣裳？每一个人都有可能啊。
How could you know who have touched or laid that person's hand on your tassel? It could be anybody.
但是主知道谁摸了他的衣裳。
But the Lord knew who touched his tassels of the garment.
感谢神，这一位得着医治的女人。
We thank the Lord that this woman who had been healed.
因着她得着了医治。
Now because this woman was healed.
瞬时之间，她马上知道她已经好了。
Immediately the woman knew she was healed.
当主耶稣问她的时候，她甚至战惊恐惧地来到主面前。
So when Jesus asked this question, then this woman simply came before the Lord in trembling and in fear.
她来告诉主说。
She came to tell the Lord
她所遭遇的一切
what had happened to her
并且因着她能够在这一次的机会里面摸着了主的衣裳碎
and because she had this opportunity to touch the tassel of the Lord's garment
她长期以来的疾病痛苦
all this chronic anguish and suffering she had been enduring
因着这一次信心的接触
And because this encounter of faith
他完全好起来
Had been healed and she is now recovered
我们实在感谢主
So we really thank our Lord
血肉在圣经里面的预表
Now this hemorrhage typifies in the Bible
也表明生命的漏掉
The very loss of a life
当人犯了罪，离开远离神。
When man sins and departs far away from God，
人本来理当是从神得到生命。
Man is supposed to receive this life from God originally。
但是，当人犯罪与神这一位生命的源头隔绝之后
，However, as soon as man sins and has been cut off from the source of life，
我们。生命就一天一天的枯萎。
Now man's life starts withering day by day.
虽然我们还活着
，Even though we are still alive.
但是耶和华对亚当说呢，你吃这分别善恶树上的果子，吃的那日必定死。
So the Lord said so to Adam, the day you eat of the fruit of this tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die.
亚当并没有马上死。
Adam did not die right away.
亚当还活了九百多年。
Now, Adam continued to live 900 strong years.
但是至终
But in the end,
神的话应验在他身上。
God's word was fulfilled in him.
他死了。
He died.
罪因为一个人就进了世界。
So this sin enters the world through one man.
人因犯罪的缘故生命渐渐的枯萎
And also man because of the sin committed his life starts to wither
至终必定死
In the end man has to die
但是神爱世人
However God so loved the world
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
So that he gave his only begotten son to them
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
That whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life
这一个信就如同这一个犯血肉的妇人一样
Now this faith is the same faith that the woman with this hemorrhage possesses
这里告诉我们我们只要存着一个简单的信心
Here the passage tells us with this simple faith
我们就能够得到医治
We will be made well
但是这个血肉的妇人在这里所得的医治不过是肉身上的医治。
The healing that this woman with this hemorrhage is a physical healing.
主耶稣还要把更好的来赐给她。
And our Lord Jesus wants to give her something even better.
人也许我的病暂时解决我就满足了。
For man, maybe we feel, well, as long as my ailment is taken care of temporarily, I am satisfied already.
但是在这里，耶稣要把这个女人带到他的跟前来。
But here, Jesus wanted to bring this woman before him.
让她认识他是谁。
So she could know who he is.
让他知道我们的主耶稣不仅叫人得医治。
So she would know that not only our Lord Jesus would heal her physically.
他乃是这一位叫人完全得拯救的主。
But he is the very Lord who will give her this full salvation.
主耶稣就对这个女人说。
So Lord Jesus said this to this woman.
他说女儿你的信救了你了。
Daughter, your faith has made you well.
接下来说你平平安安去吧你的灾病痊愈了。
Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.
这个中文的翻译在这里翻译到你的灾病痊愈了。
Now in the Chinese version that says that your illness has been healed.
这里英希腊文的原文的意思。
In its Greek original,
你已经得到拯救。
You have been saved.
因为这一个字呢，跟马太福音啊讲到耶稣的意思就是要把我的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来，是同一个字。
We know in Matthew that teaches that Jesus, the meaning of it means to save his people out of sins. So here, this word also has the same meaning here.
所以主耶稣在这里不是因着有人偷偷摸摸的摸他一把他的能力出去所以他要把那个人带出来。
Here the Lord Jesus is not trying to bring out some person because that person has secretly touched the very edge of his garment.
主耶稣说女儿啊。
The Lord Jesus said, a daughter,
在路加福音那里告诉我们主耶稣说这句话的时候乃是带着一个安慰鼓励的话。
In Luke, we read the same passage when Jesus said this daughter, it's a word of comfort and encouragement.
你不仅得着你病的医治。
Not only was your sickness healed,
你的信心更是叫你得着拯救。
But even more, your faith will make you whole.
我们这一段话就只能交通到这里。
Now we can only fellowship on this passage up to this point.
同样的圣经我们再来看路加福音第十七章。
Luke 17.
在路加福音第十七章十一到十九节那里。
Verses 11 to 19.
主耶稣经过加利利还有撒玛利亚进入一个村庄。
Now our Lord passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee and entered a village.
他在那里有十个长大麻风的迎面而来。
There 10 lepers came to meet him.
他们盼望主能够来医治他们。
Hoping that the Lord would heal them.
主耶稣对他们有怜悯的心。
So Lord Jesus Christ did have this heart of compassion toward them.
主在其他福音书也记载到主曾经医治过一个长大麻风的。
In other gospel, we also read the incident in which the Lord healed a leper.
在那一次的大麻风里面医治里头主耶稣摸了那一个人一把。
In that account of healing a leper, the Lord Jesus actually touched the leper.
然后打发他去给祭司查看。
And sent that man to go to the priest to show the priest.
那一个人得着医治，把荣耀归给神。
And that person was made well and gave the glory to God.
我们知道大麻风是一个极严重的一个疾病。
We know leprosy is such a grave illness.
在当时的世代，一直到我们二十世纪初的时候，大麻风是一个绝症。
Now, even in Jesus' days until the 20th century, this leprosy is considered a terminal disease.
就像今天的癌症一样。
Just like today's cancer.
人长了大麻风，马上必须要被隔离。
If a person becomes this leprous, that person has to be immediately separated from the camp.
若不是人蒙神的怜悯，没有办法得医治。
If this person has never received God's mercy, then he would never be healed.
记不记得马太福音告诉我们
？Do you recall that Matthew
在先知以利沙的时代
，says that in the days of the prophet Elisha，
在以色列境内得大麻风的不晓得有多少。
In the land of Israel, You would not know how many people had become leprous.
但是得诊就只有一个人。
However, among all those lepers, only one person was healed.
那就是亚述国的将军乃曼。
That is Naaman, the commander in the country of Assyria.
所以乃曼在神的恩典里面得到医治。
So this Naaman was healed because he was under the grace and mercy of God.
这一般人必须要被弃绝在以色列营外。
So these people have to be rejected, quarantined outside the camp of Israel.
那这里记载到这里有十个长大麻风。
And here, according to this account, we see 10 lepers.
我们看见这里可能是一个外邦人的诚意，因为在撒玛利亚，在加利利，远离了以色列的群众。
We figure that this probably is a Gentile village, and which is far away from Jerusalem, Samaria.
这一般人在世人眼中已经没有指望。
So these people in other are considered hopeless in other people's sight.
同样的，他们愿意来求告耶稣。
But it's the same that they would be willing to come to call on the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在他们身上吩咐了一句话。
Here the Lord simply told them to do one thing.
他说，你们去把身体给祭司查看。
So he charged them, go show yourself to the priest.
当他们一去的时候，凭着他们信心里面顺服，相信主所说的。
As they went, they believed in the heart and also obeyed His word.
所以他们去，马上在祭司面前就得到了洁净。
And they were healed, so they went to the priest to receive the cleansing from the priest.
同样，这般人他们心中大概所盼望的就是，我呢，今天能够得到医治，何等的欢喜快乐。
And in their hearts, they probably were so glad, rejoicing that today I am healed.
对我来说，可能就像死里复活一样。
As far as I am concerned, it's like I'm raised from the dead.
我的亲人，我的朋友对我都已经绝望了。
Because my friends, my relatives had been so despaired over me without any hope in me.
如今我居然得到医治。
Today I should be healed.
他们高兴的不晓得怎么形容。
So they were so jubilant that their ecstasy cannot be expressed in words.
因为我已经得到我所要的了。
Because I have got what I want.
他们一个一个可能就跑回家去跟他们家人团聚了。
So one by one, probably they just ran home and to be united with their families.
但是这里有一个撒玛利亚人。
But here we see one Samaritan.
一个在以色列人中不是跟他们同一个圣洁的族类。
Samaritans are not considered a holy breed as Israelites are.
他居然存着一个感恩的心回到神的面前。
But this Samaritan had this heart of gratitude and he came back to the Lord.
反而另外九个可能许多人都是以色列 的百姓。
On the contrary, the other nine probably were Israelites.
他们把神忘记了。
They had forgotten God.
他已经得着我想要的医治。
They had received the healing they hoped to get.
他们就满足了。
And they were totally gratified.
但是这个特别的撒玛利亚人。
But this, unique Samaritan,
他回到神的面前，大声地把荣耀归给神。
He came back in the presence of the Lord Jesus and loudly he gave all the glory to him.
他见证神在他身上做了何等荣耀的工作。
He testified that what a glorious work God had performed in him.
并且把荣耀归给主耶稣。
And he gave this glory to Lord Jesus.
感谢他。
To thank him.
他知道，若不是耶稣的怜悯，他今天不能够得拯救。
He knew that if it's not for Jesus' mercy, he could not have been saved today.
他也相信这位耶稣是神，借着他实行这样的拯救。
And also he believed in Jesus through whom God had saved him.
所以这个荣耀归给神跟耶稣。
Therefore, he gave this glory back to God and Jesus.
主耶稣在那里说，得医治的不是十个人吗？
Then Lord Jesus said, were there not ten cleansed?
怎么只有一个人回来这里把荣耀归给神呢？
But why is it only one who came back to give glory back to God?
并且主为什么说这句话呢？
Then we ask why did the Lord say so?
一方面我想主他心中甚至盼望能够看到这十个人把荣耀归给神。
On the one side, our Lord really desired to see the others with, to come back to give the glory to God.
并且主更盼望因着他们的得拯救，他们能够认识耶稣是谁。
But on the other hand, that the Lord really desired that these people, because of their sickness being healed, they would come to know who Jesus was.
因为病得医治，但是人至终仍然死是人的结局。
Even though your sickness is healed, in the end, death is your end.
只有来到主面前，得到真正的生命，才能够有永生的盼望。
Only when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and receive this eternal life, then could you have this eternal hope.
但是可惜回来的只有一个人。
But it's quite a shame that only one person came back to him.
并且是这个外邦人。
On top of that, he was a Gentile.
所以主对他说，起来，走吧。
Therefore, the Lord said to him, Arise, go your way.
主不是把他赶走。
The Lord is not casting him away.
主实在乐意把这个救恩赐给他。
The Lord really wanted to give him the salvation.
主让打发他平平安安的走，因为说你的信救了你了。
So the Lord sent him away in peace, saying that your faith has made you well.
这一个救不仅是得到医治。
Again, this made you well is not simply the physical healing.
同样的，这一个救也是在原文里面讲到救恩临到以色列了。
This well in its original also means this salvation has come to Israel.
这一个救恩今天因着这一个人回到主的面前，主把一个完全的拯救赐给了他。
Now because this person has come back to God, so God now is able to give him this complete full salvation.
最后，我们再往前看约翰福音第九章。
Flip your pages forward to John 9.
在约翰福音第九章那里，同时主医治了一个生来是瞎眼的人。
Here our Lord also healed a person who was born blind.
这里有一个人，他出生的时候他是 眼睛就瞎掉了。
Here we see a person when he was born, he didn't have any sight.
就以色列的律法来说，
as far as the Israel's laws are concerned,
我们如果去读《生命记》第二十八章的话，
if we read Deuteronomy 28,
那里讲到如果以色列人犯了罪，
there we read that if Israelites sinned,
他们就要受咒诅，
they would be cursed,
他们的后代也可能受咒诅，
even their descendants would be cursed.
你比方讲当一个妇人不生育的时候，
For example, if a woman was barren,
他们是因为犯了罪，受了咒诅，所以不能生育。
It's because she sinned and she was cursed, therefore she could not bear children.
当然这是以色列人的例子。
Of course,
不能够应用在我们新约的时代。
This is Israel's history that cannot be applied to us who are in New Testament.
所以当施洗约翰的母亲一生没有怀孕，
So when John the Baptist's mother was barren all her life,
她在以色列人面前感到极为羞耻。
Before all the Israelites, she just felt so ashamed.
也许她在人面前是一个非常敬虔爱主爱神的姊妹。
Maybe before all the people, she was a sister who lovedThe Lord so dearly and who was so pious.
但是因着她不能生育，
But because she could not give birth to children.
所以人在私底下也许会议论说，
Maybe people in secret would gossip about.
她到底犯了什么罪？
What sin has she committed?
叫神让她不能生育。
That God inflicted on her this barrenness.
所以当施洗约翰的母亲从神那里怀了施洗约翰之后，
So when the mother of John the Baptist conceived from the Holy Spirit,
她的母亲马上说，神除去我的羞耻。
The mother immediately said, God has taken away my shame.
这同样的事情发生在撒母耳母亲哈拿的身上。
The same thing happened to Samuel's mother, Hannah.
所以在以色列人的传统里头，
So in Israelite traditions,
耶稣的门徒就来问主说，
Jesus' disciples came to ask him,
这个人犯了罪，是他犯罪呢？这个人瞎了眼，是他犯罪呢，还是他的父母犯罪？
This person was born blind, is it because he sinned or his parents sinned?
主耶稣在这里说，不是他犯罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，乃是要彰显神的荣耀。
And the Lord Jesus replied, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.
那我们知道所有一切的疾病、罪、许多的所有的疾病许多的时候跟罪有关。
We do know that a lot of times diseases are related to sins.
但是神要在这里彰显神的作为。
But right here, God wanted to reveal the work of God.
我个人深信觉得主知道这一个病乃是因为亚当始祖犯罪所带来的结果。
Now, I personally believe that this sickness is the result of the sin of the father, of this person's forefather Adam.
这里要显出神的作为。
Here, God simply wants to reveal His word.
这一个病叫人眼瞎。
This sickness caused him to become blind.
人不能够再看见。
So he can no longer see things.
就这属灵的预表来说，
Spiritually speaking, as a type,
当人犯了罪之后，
When man sins,
人不认识神，
Man does not know God anymore.
必须要神来寻找人，
God himself has come to seek man out.
并且神要在人的心中开启人的眼睛。
And God has to enlighten man's heart, eyes in his heart.
叫人属灵的眼光能够被打开认识神。
So that man's spiritual eyesight could be open to know God.
这是神 奇妙伟大的作为。
And this is God's wonderful and great task in man.
所以神借着主耶稣在这里要表明这一件荣耀的作为。
So through Jesus, God simply wants to make known this wonderful work of His.
所以主耶稣突然间就冒出一句话，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工的。我在世上的时候是世界的光。
That's why it seems that our Lord Jesus blurted out the statement, I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day, the night is coming when no one can work as long as I'm in the world. I am the light of the world.
所以我们看见主接下来就医治了这个人。
And next we see that the Lord healed this man.
那接下来整章的故事就讲到犹太人怎样逼迫这个瞎子被得医治的。
Now next we read the account of how the Jews started to persecute this blind person who had first been healed.
不仅不相信主耶稣有能力把这个瞎子眼睛能够医治打开能够看见。
Not only did they not believe that these Jews believed that Jesus had the power to open the blind's eyes to see.
但是因为这个瞎子亲自做见证。
And also because this blind person himself bore this witness.
什么是一个见证？
What is a testimony?
见证不是我们去编一个故事。
It's not that you fabricate some kind of story.
见证乃是我所经历过的，我很自然的就把它表达出来。
Witnessing simply means I express what I have experienced.
或者我亲自所看见的，我就把它说出来。
Or something that I myself have seen, I just make it known.
这个瞎子他一睁落在黑暗瞎眼的光景当中。
So this blind person had always been in this condition of without sight.
他得着了医治。
Now he was healed.
他在那里把他亲身的经历见证出来。
So he simply testified his personal experiences there.
犹太人这些官长们不愿意相信主能够有这个能力。
But the Jews, the officer, did not want to believe that the Lord had such a power.
到一个地步把这个瞎子赶出会堂。
They did not believe to such an extent they simply cast this blind person out of the synagogue.
主耶稣来寻找这个人。
But the Lord Jesus came to seek this blind person.
主不仅医治了他。
Not only did our Lord heal him.
主更怜悯他。
But even he had such compassion on him.
因为以色列人的会堂是他们生活上宗教的侍奉一个极重要的中心。
Now Israelite synagogue served as a focal important center of their religious life.
在那里是他们唯一可以跟神接触敬拜神啊，每个安息日的时候，当然除了一年三个节期，他们要到耶路撒冷去。
Now, apart from the fact that three times a year they had to go to Jerusalem, a temple serves the very place they can come to encounter God and worship Him.
这如同一只羊被赶离了羊圈。
Just as a lamb has gone astray or driven out of the fold.
主怜悯他。
And the Lord has such compassion on him.
并且主知道不仅他只是得着肉身上的医治。
And also our Lord knew that this person not only was healed physically.
主要让他能够看见认识他是谁。
But even more, the Lord wanted him to know who he is.
主亲自把他启示说我是神的儿子。
So our Lord Jesus himself revealed to this person that I am the Son of God.
他看见主 他向主下拜。
Therefore he saw the Lord and he fell down on his face.
他归到主这一位大牧人的羊圈底下。
He now returned to the fold of this overseer of the shepherd of the sheep.
今天我们也是落在这个世界的网，在这一个黑暗的权势底下。
Now today, likewise, we are also fall under the dominion of the prince of this world of his dark power.
是主亲自来开我们的眼睛。
It is the Lord Himself who came to open our eyes.
我们得着了医治，我们能够认识主。来跟随主。
And now we are healed wholly, so we're able to know Him and to follow Him.
圣经告诉我们，从创世以来，没有人能够叫一个天生瞎眼的得着医治。
And the Bible states that since the beginning of the world, nobody could ever heal a person who's born blind.
若不是从神来的，没有人能够做这件事。
Unless it is from God, so otherwise nobody can perform this miracle.
同样，今天在这个黑暗的世界里面。
Now, in the same manner, in today's dark world,
没有真光叫人能够认识神。
Without this true light, nobody could come to know God.
今天在这地上有许多的宗教。
Now, today on the earth, there are so many religions.
好像这些宗教似乎能够把我们带出一条路来。
As though these religions would lead you out through a way, lead you through a way out.
但是圣经明明告诉我们。
But the Bible explicitly tells us this.
若不是从神来的，没有人能够开启拯救我们。
That unless this is not, unless this is from God, nobody is able to enlighten us and save us.
宗教可以把许多人似乎想到那个结命运的终点结局的可怕描述出来。
Even though religion could show you the dreadful outcome of the end of your life.
但是它没有路把我们带回到救恩的泉源那里去。
But our religion could never offer us a path.Through which we can come to the very foundation, the source of our salvation.
只有借着耶稣基督，人才有这一条蒙拯救的道路。
Only through the Lord Jesus Christ could we ever find this very way through which we could be saved.
因为圣经告诉我们，天下人间没有赐下别的名可以靠着得救。
Because the Bible teaches that.No other name has been given under heaven among men by which we could be saved.
只有借着耶稣基督才能够得拯救。
Only through the Lord Jesus Christ could we be saved.
那在这三个故事里面，我们就发觉一个特点。
Now, in these three stories, we could find something, one very peculiar characteristic.
主需要人。真实的来认识他。
That is the Lord needs man to know Him truly.
主要把更大的恩典赐给人。
And that is God wants to give man even more great, abundant grace.
就着人来说，我们领受了医治。
As far as men are concerned, since we are healed.
或者扩大一点来说，我们从主那里得到这里一点的恩典，那里一点的恩典。我们好像就满足了。
We could expand the theme a little, saying that since we have received a bit of grace here and a bit of grace there, we're satisfied.
但是在新约启示的光中
，But in the light of the revelation from New Testament,
使徒保罗告诉我们
，And as Apostle Paul tells us,
我们要定睛在主的身上
，That we need to fix our eyes upon the Lord.
主才是我们唯一追求的一个目标。
The Lord Himself is the sole goal of our pursuit.
其他都是次要的。
Everything else is secondary.
只有得着主，你就得着一切。
Only when you have gained the Lord, then you have gained everything.
就刚刚我们所唱的诗歌一样。
Just as the hymn we just sang.
我们也许常常 要主的恩典。
Maybe often we ask for the Lord's grace.
但是我们如果能够回到这一位施恩的主，这一位施恩拯救的泉源那里，我们就得到一切。
But if we can come back to the very Lord who gives grace, the very Lord who is the source of our salvation, then we actually gain everything.
所以我们刚刚所读的腓立比第三章那里。
So here, Philippians chapter 3.
我们既然已经蒙恩得救。
Since we have been saved by grace.
我们就满足了吗？
Have we been satisfied?
保罗这一位跟随主、服侍主的人。
Now Paul, this one who had followed the Lord and served him.
他告诉我们。
He told us this.
这不过是一个起头。
This is only the beginning.
他在那里告诉我们。
And here, he told us.
他在不认识基督或者对基督不了解之前。
Before.He understood and came to know Christ.
他是一个对宗教非常有热心的人。
He was such a religious fanatic.
他不像一般的年轻人。
He was not like his contemporaries, young man.
今天我们的年轻人心中有很大的盼望。
Now today our young people probably have this high hope.
如果 iPhone 6明天宣布出来的话。
If iPhone 6marketed tomorrow.
我马上要第一个买到这个 phone 的人。
I want to be the very first to get it.
如果今天世上有什么更新奇的东西呢？我要第一个拿到这个的人。
If anything, any new novice in the world, comes about, I want to be the very first one to get it.
我要让人知道我是很 cool 的人。
So I want people to know how cool I am.
但是保罗不是这样的人。
But Paul wasn't like this.
保罗他从小向着主就有一个跟一般年轻人不一样的热心。
Now ever since he was young, he had such a different zeal toward God.
他关心神的家，他关心神的事。
He was concerned about God's business and God's house.
并且呢，他非常在意他的背景。
And also, he cared very much about his pedigree, his background.
他说呢，我第八天受割礼。
He said, I was circumcised on the eighth day.
割礼是在摩西的律法里面
非常
重要的一个礼仪。
We know circumcision has a very important meaning, a very crucial law in Old Testament.
他说我是以色列族的人。
And also, he said, I am the stock of Israel.
并且我是便雅悯支派。
I am of the tribe of Benjamin.
便雅悯支派是扫罗王以色列第一个王的支派。
Now the tribe of Benjamin belonged to the first king of the Jews belonged to the tribe of Benjamin.
并且他的名字又叫扫罗。
And also he had the same name Saul as the first king.
并且呢，他是在法利赛门。加玛列的门下受严谨的教训。
And also he was strictly taught under the Pharisee Gamaliel.
更有可夸的呢，乃是他在律法的义上面是无可指责的。
What he could boast even more is he was blameless concerning the law.
这些在他的宗教狂热的追求里面，对他帮助何等的大！
So all this helped him so much in his fanatic religious pursuit.
但是他说，过去这些东西对我来说好像有益处。
But here he said all these things in the past seem to be beneficial to me.
保罗就着研究历史的告诉我们，在他还没信主以前，他在犹太教里面是一个最年轻的一个义士了。
And the students of history told us that in Paul's day, he was considered the youngest among the council.
所以保罗他有一股爱神、侍奉神的心。
So Paul just had this heart to serve, to love God.
但是直到有一天基督得着了他。
Until one day Christ gained him.
在他的生命里面他摸着了与神交通那一个实际。
In his life, he simply had touched upon the very reality of fellowshipping with God.
所以他觉得过去的那一些名利地位背景都算不得什么。
Therefore, he felt all those fame, all those pedigree, all those background, all the gains were now nothing to him.
他看到基督的宝贵。
Because he simply saw the preciousness of Christ.
并且他立定心志要更多的追求主。
And he made this his resolve to pursue the Lord even more.
他已将万事当作粪土。
Therefore, he said, "I've counted all things lost as rubbish."
弟兄姊妹，把万事当作粪土不容易。
Brothers and sisters, it's not easy to count all things as rubbish.
有一些东西我们不想要的，当作粪土可能很容易哦。
Some things which we don't like, we don't want, to think them as rubbish is easy.
但是有一些事情。
But certain things.
我们心中很想盼望要的
，which in our hearts we so much want to have，
要叫我们放弃就不容易。
For us to give up on them, it's not easy。
从前有一个弟兄
，now in the past there was this brother，
他来美国读书
，he came to the States to study。
他的父母呢，盼望他念完书以后能够回台湾，因为在家里。在这个家族里面呢，有庞大的企业，盼望他能够进去。
His parents hoped that after he finished his studying in the States, he would go back to Taiwan to continue the family business, a big enterprise.
当他回去之后
，But after he went back to Taiwan，
对不起啊，他在美国读书的期间。
No.
信了主了。
While he was studying in the States, he lived in the Lord.
主的爱抓住了这个弟兄。
And the Lord's love so much gripped him.
所以当他念完书，他有机会回去先看看父母。
So when he finished school, he had this opportunity to go back to visit his parents first.
父母就劝他说：“你就留下来。”
So his parents would plead with him, "Why don't you stay?"
在整个家族里面有这么庞大的企业。
We have such a big enterprise in the whole family.
你先从一个基层的地方干起。
Why don't you just start from the basic entry level?
很快，你就可以爬到上面来。
Very fast, you would climb up to the top.
这个企业要靠你们几个孩子把它承担下来。
Now for this business, we depend on you, continue the torch.
我们这个年轻的弟兄，虽然信主年日不是很长。
So this young brother, although he hadn't believed in the Lord very long,
他心中在那里祷告主。
So then he just prayed in his heart to the Lord.
他想，也许我回来之后
，He thought maybe after I come back，
就着外面来说，我可以得着比世界上的人更容易得着的这一些财富。
Outwardly, yes, I could have had all the riches, all the wealth than others.
但是，我可能失去聚会了。
But then I would.I would have lost all the meetings with others, brothers and sisters.
失去来追求认识主。
Even more, I could have lost.
所以他心中挣扎了很长一段时间。
So in his heart, he struggled a long time.
他就跟他的父母说：“我还是回美国去。”
So eventually, he told his parents, "I have to go back to America."
所以他就回到美国来。
Therefore, he came back.
主也恩待他。
And the Lord was gracious to him.
他虽然不像 也许在世人眼光中失去那一个大好的机会。
Maybe in other people's side that he had lost all that great opportunity.
但是在美国，他能够过一个很稳定的生活。
But still in the States, he led a very steady life.
更重要的，他能够跟弟兄姊妹在教会中有追求。
But what's even more important is that he could have the spiritual pursuit with other brothers and sisters in the church.
几十年过去了。
Now, decades had passed.
当我们的弟兄回顾他一生所走的道路。
When our brother reflected upon the journey he had been walking in,
他没有一点后悔。
He had no remorse at all.
他反而满心的感谢神。
On the contrary, he was filled with thanksgiving to God.
因为他觉得得着基督比一切更为宝贵。
Because he knew that gaining Christ is much more precious than anything else.
世界上的东西有一天都要过去。
All the things of this world one day will pass away.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord enlighten our eyes.
像这位弟兄一样，我们能够看到永远。
Just like this brother, we could also see eternity.
在永远的里面
and in eternity,
我们得到基督
we gain Christ.
这是何等的宝贵的一件事情。
Oh, how precious this whole matter is.
但是并不是说我们信主我们就完全得着了主。
But it's not saying that after we believe in the Lord, we have gained him completely.
所以保罗在那里告诉我们
Therefore, Paul teaches here.
第一个他能够在基督的里面
In Christ,
他不是凭着他靠行律法而得来。
He has gained his righteousness not by observing the law.
他乃是因着相信基督，也就是相信神。
But by faith in Christ, that is faith in God, he had this righteousness.
在新约的时代，基督来了，我们借着基督能够进入救恩的门。
Now in New Testament time, because Christ has come, so through him we can enter through this gate of salvation.
在旧约的时代
But in Old Testament time,
亚伯拉罕因信神，神就称他为义。
By faith, Abraham was justified by God.
所有在旧约里面信神的人，神称他们为义。
All the people in Old Testament, as long as they believed in God, God called them righteous.
我们一同都能够站在耶稣基督这个救恩的根基上。
Now, together with them, we stand together upon this very basis of the foundation of salvation of Christ Jesus.
但是这不过是一个起头。
But all this is just the beginning.
所以他在那里说，使我能够认识基督。
Therefore, Paul says here that so that I may know Christ.
晓得他复活的大能。
And know the power of his resurrection.
晓得基督的能力
Know his strength of Christ, the strength of Christ.
让我更多的认识他
So that I could know him even more.
这个好像两个不能够分开哦
As though these two are inseparable.
当我们越认识主
The more we come to know the Lord.
我们属灵生命就能够越刚强
Our spiritual life will become even stronger.
我们更能够认识这个复活的大能。
And so the more we can come to this great God of resurrection.
并且他愿意和他和基督来与他一同受苦效法他的死。
And also Paul so much wanted to know the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death.
在这里有两个解释。
Now,Regarding this verse, we have two explanations.
一个解释呢，就是他巴不得能够像基督一样，啊，受十字架上的苦，跟他的死一样。
One thing is that Paul wished that he could suffer on the cross the same suffering as Christ did.
那另外一个解释乃是，当然我们知道基督的救赎只有基督能做。
Now, the other saying is, as we understand, that only Christ could endure the suffering for the sake of salvation.
罪人在 基督的救赎上面不能加也不能减。
So sinners can never add or detract anything from Christ's redemption.
但是在这里另外一个比较上下文解释就是我能够交通于基督的苦难。
But as the English verse says, according to the text, that Paul wished to fellowship in Christ's sufferings.
然后好像也被一同带到像基督的死一样。
He fellowshiped in Christ's suffering to such an extent as though he was being led to the death of Christ.
那什么是基督的苦难呢？
So what is the sufferings of Christ?
基督的苦难就是基督的十字架。
That is the cross of the Christ.
那基督的十字架是指的怎么说的呢？
And what does the cross of Christ refer to?
神的旨意。
His will.
神的旨意要基督上十字架，主说：“主啊，父啊，如果可行，求你教这杯离开我，但是照着你的旨意行，不要照着我的旨意行。”
Now, if this is the purpose, the will of God, that he should be crucified, so our Lord prayed in such a way that, Lord, if it's possible, remove the cup from me. Nevertheless,As you will, not as I will.
所以神的旨意叫我们能够进入十字架的工作里面，能够交通于基督的苦难。
It is God's will that enables us to enter into the work of the cross to have fellowship in His sufferings.
我们按着神的旨意而行的时候，我们就知道。神负一切的责任，神似乎能够叫我们从各样困难、痛苦的环境中活过来。
And if we truly do His will, we know that God takes all the responsibilities as though to raise us up from all kinds of difficulties and plight.
我们从保罗的经历就可以看出来。
And from Paul's experiences, we could actually see this point.
我们最近读到保罗因着马其顿的意向，他来到了欧洲。
Now, in Acts, we recently read that because of the Macedonian vision, Paul now came to Europe.
神的旨意带领他往欧洲到各个城市去。
It is God's will that led Paul to different cities in Europe.
保罗就完全的顺服神的旨意。
And there Paul simply obeyed God's will completely.
到使徒行传十六章的时候。
When we come to Acts 16.
有一个被鬼附的子女。
There is this maid possessed by evil spirit.
那一个子女在那里大喊叫说他们是受神差遣传救人道的。
Now the maid cried out saying, These are sent by God, preaching salvation.
但是这个似乎是从仇敌来的诡计。
But it seems that her crying out actually is a scheme from the enemy.
因为那个人似乎在那里宣告这件事情。
As though that person was declaring this matter,
圣经没有记载说有任何人被他的话被吸引到保罗跟前。
But the Bible never records any person who was actually brought before the Lord because of that maid's declaration.
反而叫这一位使徒他邻里非常的受搅扰。
Actually, because of her crying out, the Paul the apostle in his heart was so stirred up.
所以保罗从他的身上把这个鬼赶出来。
Therefore, from her, Paul drove out the demon.
结果保罗的结局呢就被送到监狱里头。
And the end of the whole thing is Paul was imprisoned.
并且被毒打了一顿。
And was beaten viciously.
但是我们看见神的手把保罗带领出来。
But here we see God's hand brought Paul out of all this affliction.
并且叫那一个狱卒全家可以得救。
And even enabled the whole household of the jailers to be saved.
保罗就在那里完全顺服神 在环境中啊这样的带领，他一点都没有抵抗、阻挡、反对。
Now Paul so obeyed the leading of the Holy Spirit, not a bit he would reject or resist this kind of leading.
就是因着神这样奇妙的带领。
And because of the Lord is such wonderful leading,
他在这件事上认识神的大作为。
Paul came to know God's great acts in this very matter.
并且他知道神负他一切的责任。
And also he knew that God would take all the responsibility of this matter.
这就是保罗在这里所交通给我们的。
And this is what Paul is trying to share with us through this passage.
我们能够与基督的苦难一同受苦。
That if we suffer together with him in his sufferings,
甚至被磨成他死的形状。
Simply have fellowship in his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
让我们可以看见当我们好像被带到绝路的时候。
Many times we see that as we are being led to such a desperation.
我们就看见神伸出那一个拯救复活的大能。
Now, in that desperation, we see God has reached out his great power of salvation.
这是真实的认识主。
And this is how we come to know him truly.
很多时候我们常常在说我不认识主。
Many times we would say we do not know the Lord.
我读主的话好像也没有亮光。
And as a reason of the Lord's words, there is no light.
保罗好像在这里告诉我们。
But Paul seems to be saying here,
我们只要学习顺服主。
As long as we learn to obey him,
主能够带领我们。
The Lord is able to lead us on.
来真实的认识他。
To know him truly.
愿主给我们有一个顺服的心。
May the Lord grant us this obedient heart.
顺服圣灵把主的话提醒在我们的里面。
Obey the reminder through the Holy Spirit about his word.
主就要把他更多的启示在我们心中。
And the Lord will reveal more of him in our hearts.
这才是一个真实的认识。
And this is so-called a true understanding of him.
然后这就是在十二节那里所讲的。
And this is what it says here, verse 12.
保罗就是这样竭力的追求。
Now, Paul pressed on in such a way.
他可以得着基督更多。
So that he could attain more of Christ.
当他得到基督更多的时候
When he had attained more of Christ,
他说他不是得着了。
He still said that it's not that I have attained,
已经完全了。
Am already perfected,
他乃是不断的去追求。
But he continued to press on,
因为基督太大了。
Because Christ is simply so great,
太丰满了。
So full and abundant.
但是当他越得着基督的时候
But the more he could gain Christ,
基督也同时更多的得着他。
At the same time, the Christ have gained more of Paul.
就是最末了这段话的意思。
And this is what it says here, that so that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
所以我们的救恩实在非常奇妙的。
So truly our salvation is so amazing.
我们越得着主
The more we could gain the Lord.
主越多得着我们
The more he attained us.
巴不得我们都有这样的心智
Now if only we all have this kind of will.
我们竭力的追求
This kind of mind that we will strive to know him.
这是满足神的心
Only this could satisfy our Lord's heart.
当我们这样追求的时候，主就更多得着我们。
And then, as we pursue Him in such a way, the Lord gain more of us.
愿主亲自来祝福他的话。
May the Lord Himself bless His own words.
我们再有一点祷告。
Shall we have a further word of prayer, please?
主，我们把这些话仰望在恩主的手中。
Lord, simply commit all these words into your gracious hand.
愿圣灵 亲自在我们里面来吹气。
Now may the Holy Spirit Himself breathe into us.
人的所能表达的是何等的有限。
How limited it is for man to express certain things.
愿圣灵在我们里面给我们有更多的气质和亮光。
May the Holy Spirit give us even more of this light and revelation.
让我们不仅仅停在救恩的起头。
So we do not stop at the very beginning of our salvation.
让我们乃是竭力的追求。
So that we could press on.
愿你把你自己更多气质在我们里面。
May you yourself reveal more of you in our hearts.
把你的宝贵更多的放在我们的心中。
Put more of your preciousness into our hearts.
让我们能够看万事为粪土。
So that we would also count all things as rubbish.
以基督为我们的至宝。
But only Christ as the very excellence in the knowledge of Him.
让你爱激励的缘故。
And because of your constraining of your love.
我们能够忘记背后。
But,
向前奔跑
so that we will forget what lies behind, but press on toward what lies ahead.
好叫你的心得着满足
so that your heart will be gratified.
当我们得着你更多的时候
oh, when we receive more of you,
你也得着我们更多
at the same time, you will also gain more of us.
当我们得着你更多的时候
when we gain more of you,
愿你的荣耀，愿你的荣美在你的儿女身上，在你的教会中更被颂扬。
May your glory, your beauty could be praised even more in your church.
我们把一切荣耀敬拜归给你。
We just offer to you all the glory and worship.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask with thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
感谢主，把我的圣灵。